Liftoff, lifting ISAT 2 on a quest to explore the polar ice sheets of our constantly changing home planet.
That's the sound of NASA's newest satellite being launched into space. ISAT 2, or the Ice, Cloud, and Land Elevation Satellite, will provide the most precise data yet on how rising global temperatures are affecting polar ice melt and sea level rise. Helen Fricker is a professor of glaciology at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. She helped NASA develop the science goals of ISAT 2. Helen, when you hear that rocket launch, how's it feel?
Well, just hearing it play back just then invoked the excitement that we felt. It was an incredibly exciting, powerful moment for all of us. We've been working on this mission for more than a decade. The concept of the mission had been in our heads, but we hadn't actually seen it sort of on the spacecraft and being sent into space. It was actually quite overwhelming.
It's really powerful. It's really expensive at a cost of about $1 billion. What does it look like and what does it do?
That's right. Well, the instrument itself is about the size of a smart car, and it is a laser instrument. It carries lasers, and the laser will send a laser pulse down to the Earth's surface and bounce back, and it times how long it takes. And it does that many, many, many times, and it will build up a picture of the Earth's surface and basically just keep doing that for as many years as it's in orbit.
And it detects changes in all of these things. So, for instance, in the height of an ice sheet, it can detect a change down to about a sixth of an inch or the width of a pencil. So you get the information, and what does it tell you? What's actionable here?
So what we can do is we can look at where the mass loss is coming from. So, for example, on an ice shelf, you might get greater melt rates along the front of the ice shelf or at the grounding line where the ice is in contact with the ocean. And we can see from that information how fast the ice is responding to changes in the ocean and the atmosphere. And we can, over time, we can build up a time series for every location on the ice sheet and figure out what's causing those changes. So why is the ice either building up or drawing down in that particular region?
So it will tell you about melting glaciers, melting ice sheets, melting sea ice, and much of that contributes to sea level rise. So you're getting a global view of what's happening on the ground in much more precise measurements than what you've had before?
That's right. So on the ice sheet and the glaciers that drain the ice sheet out towards the ice shelves, we're looking at changes, and they will impact eventually sea level, because if we're losing mass from the ice sheet, then that will add to the world's oceans and contribute to sea level. So sea level will rise. That's just like if you have a glass of water with some ice in it. If the ice melts, the level of the water does not go up. But if you add more ice into the glass, then the water level will overflow. So this is when land ice goes off the continent into the ocean. That's what's happening. Sea ice is actually slightly different because it's already floating. So that's like your ice that's in your ice cubes in your glass of water. And when it melts, sea level does not go up. But it has other impacts on the climate system.
And when you have an idea of what's happening, can you do anything about it?
Well, we can parameterize these processes better and put them into models so that our models will be more accurate and predict future sea level scenarios, so that we can then send that information to planners for preparing for the future.
Preparing for a different kind of climate and higher sea levels.
That's right. So as the climate is warming, we are seeing changes in the sea level. Sea level is rising, but the ultimate thing that we're trying to get at is how much ice will we lose and how quickly will we lose it?
So the satellite is called ISAT 2. There was an ISAT 1 for a number of years up above. How much more powerful is ISAT 2?
Yeah, ISAT flew 2003 to 2009. It was a single profiling laser altimeter, so it just collected measurements along a single ground track. ISAT 2, the concept is slightly different. We split the beam into six beams, but then there's two beams on either side that form a bit like an outrigger, and it will therefore capture more of the surface.
Helen, you tweeted after the satellite's launch over the weekend that now is the time to start thinking about ISAT 3. And I just wonder, like, what makes you so impatient?
Oh, it's not a matter that it's impatient. These missions take a long time to plan. Like I said, this one was on the drawing board for more than a decade. And just given that ISAT 2, its projected lifetime is between 3 and 7 years, depending on how lucky we are. We need to start thinking now about the next mission if we want to have overlapping measurements. And if we have a gap again, then we might have to come up with another concept to bridge that gap.
So I know that you're really excited, as are other scientists, about the launch of the satellite. When do you start getting information, and what are you going to be looking for?
So we are at the moment waiting for the laser to be powered up and the door to open so that the information comes out. And in about the middle of October, about a month after launch, we should start getting the first data back. And we convert the raw data from the instrument into surface profiles and compare them with surfaces that we know to see if they're giving us the right answer. And that's all very exciting. It's going to be all hands on deck for several months while we work out what these data are telling us. And we really can't wait. It's incredibly exciting.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Helen Fricker, professor of glaciology at Scripps Institution of Oceanography, talking to us about the billion-dollar ICESat-2 satellite that will provide the closest ever measurements of melting ice around the world. Thanks, Helen.
Great. Thank you so much.
You can see an image of the satellite at hereandnow.org.